This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. I guess we're still waiting to see whether the government will be shutting down. They're apparently working into the night or something like that, trying to cut a deal.
Well, there's isthegovernmentshutdown.com, and you can go there, and it gives you a countdown clock. right now it says, no, the government is not shut down. There are 0 days, 3 hours, 53 minutes, and 2 seconds.
What does it mean, actually, to shut down the government? I know it hasn't been done for 15 years.
Yeah, we talked about this in detail a few days ago, but essentially there are non-essential services that will be shut down. So the government admitting that it has a whole bunch of
non-essential services,
services that are completely non-essential, that even they consider non-essential. Obviously, we consider the entire federal government non-essential.
Right.
But no, so a lot of them will be staying going. They'll continue on. But the big ramification of this, Michelle, is that the military, everyone who's in the military will be told to keep working.
And
but don't expect a paycheck until the government starts up again.
So, I mean, you got guys with automatic weapons who are not getting paychecks, who are away from their loved ones, whose loved ones may be messing around with Jody, they're in volatile circumstances, volatile, stressful circumstances, and then you tell them they're not getting paid.
Yeah.
Well, it's a voluntary service, so then I suppose that would mean that they can simply set down their guns and go,
Yeah, it's voluntary to sign up. It's not voluntary to leave.
To leave, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are all kinds of provisions to where even if they can't get a paycheck, that they're still obligated somehow be the slave of the state.
If the government can put forth a contract like that, they can put any provisions they want in it.
So we'll keep an eye on this, and if anything develops by the end of the show, we'll certainly let you know. But there were some other things that we had to discuss here tonight. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. First hour, we focused on a set of parents, in a hospital having their baby taken from them, threatened with arrest for trying to take their baby home, and luckily they were able to get their child a little bit down the line, but it was a very stressful situation. And it's because that there are certain people who believe they know what's best for you, and they're willing to use the strength and the aggressiveness of the state against you if they decide that that what they want for you is different from what you want for yourself. And in this, in the case of being a parent, this is one of the worst areas in which that these things happen to people, because parents think, hey, it's my child, you know, I went through that.
I get to raise them how I want to raise them.
But no.
But the interesting thing is, at the point when you have your child break a window, which is the example I always give, or something, then suddenly you're held liable.
Yeah, it's your responsibility when your child does something wrong, right?
So the government will acknowledge that I have ownership over my child when it's convenient, but not at other times.
And plus, we have this society in which we live that just kind of coddles children. Like, they want to keep young people childlike as long as possible. I mean, it's been called the childification of America. Round off all the sharp corners. Make sure that everything is made out of bouncy house materials.
Childproof.
and make it so that when you're 26 years old, you're still riding with training wheels on. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit here. But there is this mentality where young people aren't encouraged to grow up, where they're discouraged from growing up. There are certain ages on things, like you can't work until you're 16 in most places. You can't drink until you're 21. You can't see an R-rated movie until you're 17. I mean, there's all these controls on young people. And, of course, a lot of young people don't, you know, they want to grow up. They want to be as adult as they possibly can be as early as possible. And there's a certain segment of folks out there that says, no, no, this is bad. You need to be a child as long as possible. You need to be as immature as you can be for as long as possible. And I think it's incredibly destructive for the future of those young people, because if they want to seek adulthood, if they want to seek responsibility, they should be able to, if their parents are okay with it, they should be able to do that. And even if their parents aren't, if they're ready to break away from their parents, they should be able to make that choice as well. And it's unfortunate that those things can't happen. But it begins at a very young age. And Mark, you had an issue specifically that you wanted to discuss, and that is that of leaving a child in a car.
Yeah, you know, this is, I've heard lots of things about this, and I obviously there's a continuum here. There's a period of time that it's okay to leave a child in a car, and a period of time that it's not. And I think that their age, it makes people more and less nervous, although I don't know whether it actually should. So let me read this. It's a blog post here at freerangekids.wordpress.com, the Free Range Kids blog.
Now, this is the worst mother in the world, right?
That's what she's been called, because yeah. I think she, if I remember the story correctly, and I didn't research this.
Or worst mom in America or something.
Something like that. She let her 10-year-old or 11-year-old or whatever take the subway
in New York City.
Yeah. Home from someplace.
To.
Yeah.
Because he was ready for it.
Yeah, he wanted to try it, and she said, okay.
Right, and then she was excoriated on national talk radio and television and just all over the web. I mean, if you search, I think if you Google, like, worst mom or something like that, she comes up.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah. It's,
now, is she black, white, yellow, brown?
She's, I believe, a white woman if I had to make the that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well, it was actually a 9-year-old. Why let my 9-year-old? And she, if you Google worst mom, that's what she'll get.
Now, is there any story on the mom, where the mom is being interviewed, where she says, for example, I left my son or daughter at the corner of Columbus, I at that train stop, and then I picked up my child at, you know, in Soho.
You can look that up. As far as that particular story, I don't, you know, I mean, I we've read it before, and I don't want to go over it again, but I do have this blog post, which I think is, relevant to what we want to talk about here. So she goes, readers, this is a topic we've visited before, but it continues to grow as an issue. Today in my inbox, I got this notice from Safe Kids, urging people to call 911 whenever they see a kid in a car.
Oh, geez.
Using this tragic story, and it's a story about a kid that dies, as a rationale, the story of a woman who forgot her child in the car for 10 hours. I assume she must have forgotten to go to the daycare center and then left the kid, hopped out for work.
There's all kinds of situations that could have come up.
Yep.
Seems maybe she was high.
It's not okay, right?
That. Hey, I forgot my kid before.
Yeah. And where?
For 10 hours?
No, but when I did do it, I was so devastated that, I mean, I just had my third kid, and my girlfriend called to tell me not to feel bad because she had set her third child, who was an infant girl, in the car seat up on top of the car.
Oh, God.
And drove off.
Oh, wow.
And the baby was fine, landed. It's just that it's like, I mean, gosh.
Everybody's going to make mistakes, and I don't think it's okay. But the question is, what do you do about it? I think that all the punishment for any of these actions is self-contained, right? So you forgot your whichever one of your children forever, however long, I don't want to know.
You beat yourself up
in your car, and whatever the punishment is,
it wasn't it wasn't in the car. It was like actually someplace. But I mean, he was like, I don't know, six or something like that at the time, and it was, he was fine. He wasn't scared at all. Mm-hmm. He was like, I figured that you had something come up, and so he went. Where, because we had, things in the plan. For example, we lived in the mountains, and so whenever we were done skiing, you always met at the big tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, if everyone got to the big tree and there was one person not there, one stayed at the big tree and the other ones went and looked for him. That kind of thing. So we had rules and we had safety precautions and what have you. And so, it was faithful, and he just went over to the cookie shop and waited there.
Everything was fine.
Yeah.
But as I was saying, I think that these are, and the woman, whose kid dropped off the top of the car, she got her punishment. Her kid dropped off the top of the car.
That's all you need.
What is the solution here?
Well, the government would like to give you a fine and possibly put you in a jail.
Right,
cell.
A fine's not going to do anything.
It will for the government.
It will for the government.
1-800-259-9231. We'll continue this blog post here in a moment. Also, take your calls, your thoughts. Have you ever had this encounter where some busybody mom or dad, or maybe even just somebody who doesn't even have a kid, tells you how to raise your children? 1-800-259-9231. Or worse, beyond just telling you how they think you should raise your kid, calling the cops on you for something. It's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for Lenny's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Lenny comes out and counts down.
16 days and then it's Easter. Time to start spring cleaning. Remember, don't accept candy from dust bunnies.
This has been Lenny's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate this season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter theme musical. Up with bunnies.
We need a star.
Kathy Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Kathy.
Helping one another.
VeggieTales 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com, and you can actually control the content of the site. You find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share it with other listeners, you can do that. Just go to freetalklive.com, submit whatever it is you want to the site, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well. The most voted up, make it to the front page in the top of the website at freetalklive.com.
Want freedom? We'll build freedom. Do you have programming skills? Join the Freedom Engineering team and help develop the technology that enables spontaneous order and free market capitalism to erupt on Earth. Mobile app developers and database experts wanted immediately. Share in ownership. Create stuff that matters. Go to freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom. Freedomengineering.org.
We're talking about parents that think they know best, or maybe not even parents, maybe just busybodies, somebody that doesn't even have a child, telling you as a parent what you should or should not be doing. In the case that we're specifically looking at here, it is the issue of having a child locked in a car, and as to when that is appropriate and when that isn't appropriate, I would imagine each parent would have a different feeling as far as, you know, when or when that is not appropriate. And so we're going to get back into this story here, Mark, that you've got from which blog was it again? The Free Range Kids?
Yeah, freerangekids.com.
Yeah,
it's actually dot WordPress. Hold
dot WordPress.com?
Yeah, it's freerangekids.wordpress.com.
All right, so that's where you can go and get the full post. We'll share some more of it with you here. But I wanted to hear from you as far as what your experiences have been with these know-it-all parents who are willing to call the police on you because they disagree with you. I mean, as it was pointed out here, it was suggested, where was it that was, suggested somehow that people call 911? Where was that suggestion made?
It was a suggestion from, let's see, this is something we've been continuing to issue today. In my inbox, I got this notice from Safe Kids urging people to call 911.
So some organization, some busybody organization.
Safe Kids.
Suggesting via their email list that if you see a child in a car, and it doesn't say at what age, right? It does, right. Just a child in a car.
Safekids.org, and right here on their front page, take action. Never leave your child alone in a car. And what does that mean? I mean, don't you have to leave a child alone in a car when you put them in the back passenger seat and then walk around the car in order to get to the front driver's seat? Aren't they alone in the car?
Let's talk to...
I mean, couldn't it catch fire or get hit by a meteorite?
Let's talk to Kevin in Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. Hello, Kevin. Kevin?
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm one of those individuals. I worked in retail for quite a few years, and I was witness many children. Parents would let them hang on to the bass carts as they're going, and the small children would fall off. And I've seen children with head injury, severe dental injuries, et cetera. We had one child that had permanent brain damage because they tried to sue the store. And we had implemented policies that, hey, you can't do that. So,
well, that makes sense to me, Kevin, because it's your property. It's the store's property. They can have whatever policies you want to ensure that your customers are as safe as possible.
Just let me be clear on this. You're talking about kids hanging on the back of the cart, you know, like...
just riding everywhere or standing up. But even today, I no longer work in retail. Let's say in one case where the head injury, the two children had carts, and had another child inside the cart standing up, and they rammed each other, and then both kids came flying out. Or the small kids will hang on to the front, and the mother's pushing the cart, and they hit a bump, and the child falls off. Mm. And then you also have people running, tearing through the parking lot and almost hit them. But I've seen kids lose teeth. But then when I walk up to people today as a concerned citizen, I'll say, do you know that the child is blah, blah, blah? And 9 times out of 10, they thank me and they say, "Now, did you hear that gentleman? You can't ride on there anymore. They're too weak to tell their own child they can't ride on the car."
And that's very sad, and I'm disappointed that that's the case, and it breaks my heart that there are children that grow up with parents like that. However, it is absolutely within the rights of a parent to parent the way they see fit.
Well, it's also within your rights to say something if you want to.
Fine, if you want.
I mean, would you say what he's done is inappropriate?
Not by saying anything, but comparing that to people that are getting tattled on.
Another question I have, if I may, when the children also ride inside the bass cart and they've been running around in the yard and they have dog feces inside the bass cart, and now I'm going to use that cart for food, that's another area that's kind of a concern. I know that might sound crazy to people, but in the grocery store they have that you can put the kids in the one area where they can sit and face the parent. Or if they're that big, or if they've grown that mature, they should be riding in the cart anyway.
They should be walking.
Well, the cart's the private property of the store. So, yes, I absolutely think that whatever the store's policy is, that the parents,
they're afraid to do anything anymore because they're afraid of being sued. So it's just people are running rampant. And the other problem I have is the kids riding on the cart, they fall. Many times the people do not have insurance, and then, of course, as the public, we're now paying for those children to have medical care, they need medical care, but the parents should have never put the child in that position.
The second half of my point, though, is that, yes, parents have the right to do with what they want with their child, but they also need to live with the consequences of their decisions as well.
Unfortunately, though, some people need to, if you don't put restrictions, they'll let the children run wild. So I know this goes against the grain as far as government interference, but, I just had such a beautiful childhood, and my dad was a Marine. And he kicked my butt if I didn't hang along, and I'm so glad he did.
Thanks, Kevin, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think there's one. I'm all for leaving people alone. Like, I'm not the kind of person who's going to say something to a stranger about how they're treating their kids for the most part, unless there's, like, actual abuse going on. Then I might, maybe I would consider doing something. But I would say my level of tolerance is much higher than that guy's. But then again, like he said, he's seen all kinds of horrible things, so I don't blame him for
it. Right. When you're talking about, I think there are different circumstances. In this particular case, we're talking about leaving kids in cars. And not cars, and not much bad is going to happen to them. And there's a lot of busybodies that have to do with cars. Let me read this story before we go on, because we've been talking about something.
I'd rather you not, because we have some folks that would like to talk to us, and we'll get to that here. I don't care if
it's here. That
Mark, that's
amazing.
Fine. I got you. That's cool. But I'd like to talk to my listeners here. I'd like to see what they say about their stories of having these busybody parents, or being a busybody, as the last caller was. And so I think that there's a line somewhere, and I don't know where exactly it is, but I think the line is calling the cops. It's just one of the lines. Like, it's one thing to say something. Like, whether I would say something or not is another question. But this guy, the last gentleman, Kevin, has said things to parents when he's seen their kids in very dangerous situations, and he has the experience to know just how dangerous those things can be, and maybe the parents aren't aware. And so that's one thing. But it's another thing to pick up the phone and call 911.
Completely different.
Yeah, because you've got parents that are doing something that allowing their kids to do something that could put them in jeopardy. That's definitely crossing the line. Let's talk to Bob listening. Oh, actually, Bob, hold that thought. We'll bring you back here in a moment here. More with Bob in Indianapolis, if he sticks with us. And your calls as well. And yes, Mark, you will get your chance to share your stories with us.
Say, there's a bunch of stories.
I'm
it's
sure there
stuff.
Are. There are no shortage of busybodies in the world. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Our foundation is fine, Mark. We're talking about the issues here, and people have their stories that they would like to share. So you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call? but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right. Unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions of the streams. They're available around the clock, 24-7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing there for you. Plus, you can also listen to those streams over our listen lines, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen that way. In addition to that, we've got great radio stations across the country, over 90 stations that carry the show. Plus, XM Satellite Radio, now carrying this program, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel and the webcam. Go get all the listening details over at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. And, Mark, if you want to be looking good, you need to be getting yourself an Oxford, is that right?
You can have a white dress shirt. Some people call them pinpoint Oxfords, and it's the shirt that you use the most. And Paul Frederick has it. For you in athletic trim, big and tall, for as little as $19.95. There's more than 55 sleeve, fit, and collar combinations. If you're like me and you've tried to find white dress shirts without paying $60, $70 to $100 for them, you'll find that it's difficult to get them to fit. The ones that come in the packaging that are sold at the discount stores
don't fit your raging pecs and your huge biceps.
Yeah, it's bad being constricted all day long. And you can get free monogramming, too. Use promo code TUCK at 1995shirt.com. Again, at 1995shirt.com, promo code TUCK.
All right, let's continue taking your calls. I think Bob is still there. Bob and Indy, are you with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Welcome, sir. What did you want to share with us tonight?
I'm like a new, I guess, libertarian or whatever. I used to be like totally Republican. I think it's bull, but whatever. You want to talk about the kids or leaving kids in cars? A police officer in Greenwood, Indiana. Look it up. IndianapolisStar.com. Left a child in a car, and the wife was in another car, and something happened, and someone said something, and the cop pulled a gun.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So the cop pulled a gun on someone who said something to him about leaving his kid in the car?
Yeah. He pulled his badge and his...
God. Perhaps not the way to solve a problem, right?
Well, not in America, I hope.
Yeah, sticks and stones.
Yeah, we'll just beat your ass. Oh, I'm sorry, should I say that?
No, you say you just did. It's all right.
You didn't get a timeout. I would have gotten a timeout.
I'm sorry. I want to say hello to everyone, all the men and the woman.
Well, hear me roar.
Welcome, Bob. So you said you're a new libertarian?
Well, I'm actually independent, but I think I'm really steering towards libertarian. I haven't paid taxes in years.
Excellent.
I don't like this government, and I'm just trying to make some money and live a good life.
You sound libertarian to me.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. So are there any objections that you have to the idea of letting people live their life how they want, so long as they don't aggress against other people?
I'm sorry, what?
Well, like the idea
no,
of...
No, hell no.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, hell, I don't think so.
You sound pretty liberty-oriented.
I think you guys are really cool. I like the movement. I really dislike, sorry, I'm out in the backyard with the dog. I like how you guys feel. I don't like people telling me what to do.
Yeah, I would say you qualify.
Anyone else.
I would say you qualify. And thank you, Bob, for the call and the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So you could share your stories, your parenting stories of somebody perhaps getting involved in your life without your interest, without you wanting them to, and deciding to foist their view on you by perhaps calling the police or just being generally a busybody. Mark, share some more from this this piece over at, what's the blog again?
FreeRangeKids.wordpress.com.
All right.
So you are getting a turn.
A turn? Oh, to talk,
yeah.
Yes. Seems to me that there's
poor baby, he's only here 6 nights a week.
Rather huge difference between accidentally forgetting your child in the car and deliberately choosing to leave them there for a short while you run an errand. But the Safe Kids people obscure that, and that they're talking about this little this website, mm-hmm. safekids.com, urging people to call 911 whenever they see a kid in a car. So, yeah. As it is so
doesn't
popular,
matter what the temperature is outside. Because right. Wasn't that the original fear? Was that you leave a kid in the car and they're gonna boil because they don't have any water or something like that, and it's dangerous.
If that happens, I suppose I don't know. I mean, is it really worth it going after a parent that accidentally forgets their kid in the car from a legal standpoint if they kill the child? I mean, it seems to me they get all the punishment they need in that circumstance.
Think.
Now, I don't think they should be able to sue their workplace if they forget a kid in their car. Sue someplace because they've made a mistake.
Right.
But the original caller said there. I have to agree with him on that one. But I wonder, and I'm not saying that I don't think you should talk to people about this, but I do think there's instances where people just go crazy, and here's some good examples. So then there's a letter here to Dear Free Range Kids. This is going to have to be anonymous because I learned that I could actually get into serious trouble with social services for this. My 4-year-old goes to pre-K. My 9-month-old had an ear infection and an upper respiratory infection. It was a 20-degree windy day, and it was a 100-foot walk from the car to the building. So I decided to leave the baby in the heated car while I took her sister in so she wouldn't be exposed to the wind. I was in the building out of view of the 9-month for approximately 30 seconds. At worst, it could have been 45. The car was locked. The alarm was set. I return, and the 9-month-old is sleeping peacefully exactly where I left her, and mm-hmm. I move on with my day and forget about it. The following week, I pull into the pre-K, and a cop blocks my car into the parking space and proceeds to interrogate me about my dangerous habit of leaving my child in the car. Yeah. He threatened me with consequences if it continued. This in front of an entire parking lot full of curious, staring parents and children, the former probably wondering if I was dealing meth or crack to their four-year-olds. Exactly what did they think was going to happen in that 45 seconds?
Well, she could have woken up, put the car in gear, and slammed on the cap. Oh, wait, she's 9 months old.
Yeah, 9 months old, and locked in a safety seat. My son Jack is three and can't get out of his safety seat. I'm sure there are three-year-olds that can, but Jack can't get out of his, and that's, you know, so that's my experience. I don't think it's a great idea to leave a three-year-old in the driver's seat with the keys in the ignition.
Yeah.
There may be a bad circumstance there, but it's kind of hard for them to work those buttons to get out. Jack did shove some coins into the CD player, and turn it on and it spins around, those coins bang all over, and it really does bad things to the radio.
That could be something, you know, if they weren't tied into a chair, then they could, you know, grab some coins and choke on them or something like that. I mean, there is that possibility, right?
I suppose it's possible.
But as you said, she had tied the child into the safety seat.
That's the requirement by law.
Yeah.
So what exactly did they think was going to happen in that 45 seconds? Was a giant vulture equipped with a huge can opener going to swoop down and extract the baby from the car?
It's like Willow or one of those shows. A giant pterodactyl.
Well, people, and this is the question I really have for people on this issue. People seem to be very sanctimonious. I've got a couple more stories here. Is a terrorist going to blow it up? Will she be kidnapped in spite of the car alarm in 45 seconds in broad daylight from a suburban parking lot? And as a parent, could my presence have protected her if she was? And more importantly for me, who exactly has so much time on their hands that they're peeking into other people's car windows, checking on unattended babies, and monitoring the behavior of their parents? And why is that person running around and not properly medicated?
And beyond that, it was the next day or another day when the cops showed up.
Yeah, it was
right?
A week later.
That's even more strange. Yeah. Somebody who's there regularly must have called on her.
Who knows, right? Well, here, listen to this one. This is the best one of it all. This is a comment on the.
No, you already spoke once.
And
yeah, tell you what, Lawrence, we'll come back to you.
No, you gotta hear it, Rick. It's three times long, man.
Rick is an indie listening to WXNT. Hello, Rick.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Rick? Go ahead.
I agree with you 100%. The government and busybody people should just mind their own business unless you're doing something really stupid.
But Rick, it's the children. It's the children.
Unless you're doing something really stupid, some of my best occurrences in life start out with me doing something really stupid.
Really, 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 really stupid.
No, really. I promise you, it was really, really stupid.
Rick, hold on, man. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Let you continue your thoughts. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, speaking of kids, coming up, we're going to have a giveaway that your kids might enjoy.
Kid-oriented giveaway.
Right, if they're on the younger side, it's VeggieTales DVD. We have to give that away here in a little bit, so stay tuned for that opportunity. 800-259-9231 allows you to call in. Bring up anything. Free talk live.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Barry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll get everything from web banners and graphics to real-life promotional tools like flyers, business cards, which you can send to your favorite printer and print out and actually hand out in person or post up on bulletin boards and such. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about parents and kids and being able to make decisions without having some busybody come in and try to tell you how to live your life and how to raise your kids, or worse, call the police on you. As Mark, you've been sharing from one blog where there are different stories about just absolute absurdities. One parent decided to leave her child, 9-month-old, in a car tied into her car seat for 45 seconds or something like that. And
that was her claim.
And that was all it took, apparently, for somebody to call the police on her. And the police came a week later to talk to her and interrogate her about her parenting habits.
I've got some even more bizarre stories here.
And then threaten her with further violence on the part of the police. Of course, I would recommend not talking to the police if they were to come up and ask you questions.
Absolutely.
But let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. Go to Rick listening in Indy. Rick, listening to WXNT. You're back with us on Free Talk Live. Rick, are you there? Do we lose Rick? Rick in Indianapolis. Going once. Rick is gone, unfortunately.
So now Mark's going to get to talk again.
No, we've got Troy. Troy listening to WTAR in Norfolk, Virginia. Hello, Troy. Troy, are you with us? Troy going once. Troy going twice. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh,
hey, Troy. I was worried we'd actually have to listen to Mark here for a moment, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, that's me.
All right, go, Troy. You're on the air.
All right, I, got an interesting story, and I'll try to be quick because I know you guys get a lot of people. I was once in a situation a few years ago with me and my wife in a situation where we had two young kids. One was in kindergarten, and one was about three or four at the time. And long story short, I worked a job where I went early in the morning, like 5 a.m. So I didn't sleep that night with my wife, and I got up assuming she was in the other room with the kids, and I didn't realize she went to go help a friend out and had a vehicle problem. So I got up and I went to work, and the kids were left alone. So the young daughter that was in kindergarten got up and got ready and went to school, and the neighbor asked them, you know, where's your parents? And they said, not home. So, you know, we got in trouble, and they took our kids away.
Oh, my God.
No.
And you know, it's okay, though. I was once an MP, so I know the system, and I know, you know, you do what they say, you do the system, the best thing. However, after, you know, the kids away, and they went and they had to live, you know, live with grandma for a while, and it was a big harassment with them.
Well, at the very least, I mean, you got lucky there that the kids went to grandma's house, because some people get their kids taken away and they go to
foster care.
The kid gets, raped,
starved,
locked
in a closet.
All kinds of terrible things happen.
No,
but not to say that every foster home's that way.
Point of clarification, though, Troy. Now, it was your kindergarten daughter that left the house. How many other children were home after that point? I missed that.
No, at the time it was just two in the house.
So two remaining after the kindergartner left?
No, just the one.
Just one. Like and how old was the one that was left?
I can't remember now. I was like 3 or 4 years old.
And what was...
Very smart.
Okay, so 3 or 4 old enough to get up and kind of move about the house on their own.
Right.
I mean, was anything dangerous for them? I mean, happened?
That's why I would like you to allow me just to finish the story.
Please.
And I'll answer any questions you have.
Yeah.
Because it gets more intense. So even though they were with the grandparents at the time lived on a boat. And so certain, let me finish. They had like a yacht, you know, and they lived on,
yeah.
They're old, you know, they lived on, and, you know, but, you know, the kids visit them every weekend, you know, even prior to that, you know, because they loved the grandparents. And so they said, no problem, they just live with us on the boat. But social services told them that they couldn't live with them because they thought the boat was a danger to them,
even though kids don't live on boats every weekend. Yeah.
So my mom was very inconvenient. She had to go find a place to live to be with the kids. It was very inconvenient for them, and then they eventually had to sell the boat. But beyond that, other problems had occurred because my stepdad, grandpa, you know, a long time ago, some woman said, hey, you want to have a good time, and he got arrested, for selling a prostitute, you know, and this was a long time ago, Anyway, so he had the record of sexual assault.
Oh,
so they said they can't be with granddad because granddad was a sexual offender.
Because granddad's a man and, you know, wanted to get off with some lady. I mean, whoopee doo.
It was undercover cop, you know, in a bad part of town. You know how that goes. But anyway, he went to jail for a night, and then that was that. But for that, you know, they paid a fine. But, I mean...
It's horrible.
But, you know, it was like years ago, you know, long before he was granddad. You know, anyway, So that was a complication that they couldn't visit granddad and they couldn't be on the boat and so it got to be harassing, and then they kept saying we had to have supervised visits for their own kids with social services there only, and then it had to be it went further, you know, of course, grandma, you know, we'd sneak a few visits with grandma, you know, but you know, that was beside the point, but we still played the game with the court. We went through the family council, you know, the YMCA and all that stuff because we were playing that little game, right? But it got to a point where I was a pizza delivery driver, right? So I said, look, I promised the lady, I promised these kids will never ever be left alone ever again, no matter what, even if I got to take them to work, right? So I deliver pizza and I even talked to my manager at the time and I made a whole arrangement. I said, I parked right in front of the store. It has open glass doors. You run and get the pizza, come back out. So they were never really alone. They were in my sight the whole time, you know? And, you know, so I was doing that, and then somehow, a store that's two doors down from the pizza place, they have a daughter that works at social services. So they always kept saying, I see these kids in the car, call social services. So,
oh, no.
I'm serious. So then our social service, child protection service worker couldn't even handle the case. They had to initiate like a second case, right? Of course, I got my manager and they all had my back. Like they walked outside of the store and watched the kids, you know, that's what they told them while I was in the store, like you watch them, you know, so I always had somebody, you know, right next to the car, to go to your story further. However, I got to a certain point where they kept coming to our house and, doing, inspecting your refrigerator and everything else, and it used to be a nightmare.
It sounds like it.
It was like once a week, and it was just, unannounced and all kind of hours a day and stuff like that. So I got to the point where I got smart, and this is where this could be good for your listeners, okay?
Right.
Well, I got smart. Because I was like, I'm sick and tired of these women who don't have kids or whatever and trying to tell me how we raise our kids.
Preach it, brother.
We made a mistake. We made a simple mistake,
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean we were bad parents,
Nope.
They came in and they expected, of course, we were a little messy sometimes. They have clothes everywhere. But they weren't malnourished or anything like that.
Right,
they weren't, like, in harm's way or anything. And so I got frustrated. So what I told the social worker, after a while, my wife wouldn't answer the door. She'd come beating on the door, I know you're in there, My wife wouldn't even answer the door. She said, you deal with it, right? So I said, fine, tell her to deal with, when I do it. But she knew I was at work, so she had to come at a certain time. But
mm-hmm.
I knew that they wouldn't make them pay, they won't pay the follow-up workers overtime. So I knew after a certain time, they wouldn't be there. You know what I mean? They only have like an on-call worker for the police for emergency situations, but other than that, the regular workers, they won't pay them overtime. So I knew the system.
So if it's not 9 to 5, then you're good to go.
Right. So I said, so sometimes they would make arrangements like, okay, a special day, they will come up to see them. We knew they were coming. And then even that got to be, too much headache. So I told the woman straight up, I said, look, I'm tired of y'all subbing out me as a bad father. So what I told him, I simply requested a male social worker that had kids that could understand my situation. And you know what? Every time she called me, I said, where's my male social worker? She couldn't find one after months and months. She could not find a male social worker to handle the case. So they just dropped the case.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Just ask for a male social worker with kids.
Ask for a male social worker that had children that could relate to my situation.
What happened the first time, by the way, when they first came after the first call about you leaving the child at home?
Well, I was at work. They called me at work, and I was like, "Oh my God!" And I went there, and I complied with the police. The neighbor who had once babysit for them actually had them. Until they call the police.
What do you think would have happened if the first time they came and investigated that you hadn't talked to them?
They hadn't talked to who?
If you'd refused to speak to them.
Right. If they, when they first came to investigate the claim by the neighbor.
Like I said, I knew. When they called me at work, I went to work. My wife wasn't mm-hmm. there. She had, last night her phone was dead, so I didn't have contact with her until about lunchtime, actually.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like, instead of, taking their call and answering their questions and letting them in the house?
Our daughter was 3-4. She's pretty smart, so she probably would have been probably all right, to be honest with you. But it truthfully happened. It went through a bad time after that with our marriage, but then it got better. So it was probably
right. I don't know if you quite followed my question, and we don't really have much more time for you, but thank you for the call tonight. The question is, the first time, it seems unlikely that they're just going to snatch your kid on the say-so of a neighbor. I'm not saying they won't. I'm not saying they couldn't. But they usually have to investigate something first, don't they, before they can get
permission? Absolutely not. Not with CPS or anything like that. No, where kids are involved.
They're just going to kick down your door without...
Take the kids and ask questions later.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.